And so we were having a dance one night. It was junior, senior, and of course you just played to a bunch of records and things like that. And we thought we were dancing, and I guess we were doing as good as any. My dad come through, you could hear him. He says, "When are those damn fools going home?" He says, "I've got to sleep." And of course that would embarrass me, but oh, that was just one of the things. Oh yeah, we finally got a show house here, where they brought movies maybe three times a week. It was out of Hardy, and they would show, they'd have one or two films, and their circuit would be probably Salem, Hardy, Ash Flat, maybe two or three other little places. And the first place we had was just an old store building, and the seats were just benches. But that was a great thing to go to the show. And you went nearly every time they had a show, 15 and 25 cents. Then when you got in high school and you either had a car or, well, you could use the family car, or if you had a boyfriend that had a car, you'd go there to the show. That was quite a great thing. For our senior trip, we went on an overnight excursion, which my father thought was not very good, even when the lady and her husband and the bus driver and his wife went with us. And we went to Washita for senior day. But coming back, we all stopped and went through the state capitol. And what else did we go through in Little Rock? Some other public building. Got to Batesville, and I knew that I'd better get home that night early, because my dad didn't like it in the first place. So I had to call and see if I could stay for the show down there. So we made it two full days.
Was that the first time you've been to Little Rock?
Oh no, because I had lived in Little Rock. That was something else. I'd forgotten about that. When my daddy go to the legislature, as far back as I can remember, we went to the legislature every 2 years for 2 months. And, see, what was that school that I went to? It was between the fifth, it was Peabody School. During, when I was in the fourth grade and in the sixth grade. And of course, coming out of a country school, it was just terrible on me. The first year I just, or time that they took me down there, we lived at the and I walked it down street, and it was about a mile, about 16 blocks down there. And I couldn't take it because you went from room to room.
And that was the first time you'd done that.
That's the first time I'd ever done that. And of course, Lord, I was scared to death. I didn't know anything about it. You had a homeroom, and you went to every class in a different room, and it was a two-story building and as big as a block, you know. And shoot, I was used to one room and knowing the teacher and every kid around me, and I was lost.
What grade was this? Behind you?
It was either the third or the fourth grade. So I went a week, and I couldn't stand it. I was just petrified to death and didn't like it. I was just a small town girl, you know, and I couldn't stand all that. So I didn't go to school for two or three days, so they sent the truant officer. That's when the truant officer meant something. I hadn't thought of that in a long time. And my mother talked to him, and she said she thought that I would do better if I'd just stay in the apartment and she'd teach me, and they agreed to that. But then 2 years later, I went back and I went through the 2 months that we lived down there.
And that was the same school?
And that was the same school. Then in the seventh and ninth grade, I went to Eastside Junior High, and that didn't bother me.
Yeah, cool. It was about 2 months each time.
Mm-hmm. That was rather difficult to switch, but it was good for me.